Jeff, Deb, and Kevin on 95.5 WFMS.
We were on the road this week down in Nashville and stayed in a nice hotel.
Very nice hotel.
And
brand new hotel down there.
The Ericsson.
Yeah. So, and you know, they usually have shampoos and soaps and conditioners and body wash. Mm-hmm. And they had a real nice one because
this was more of a luxury.
They're in the little
bottles.
Little travel size.
Yes, exactly right.
And so you could take them and use them later on.
Right. You know, they had big bottles that were actually in the shower itself.
A dispenser with pump.
Well, it had it's a bottle with the little.
But don't make it sound like they were attached. I mean, they were.
No, they're bottles.
Oh, no.
You could pick up the bottle and, you know,
so we're driving back.
Out.
We get about to Elizabethtown, and Deb goes, "Hey, did everybody get there? Hand me my bag. Did everybody get their shampoos?" and she, "What are you talking about?" And we put this picture on Facebook. Deb okayed it.
Go to WFMS.
And she's holding up the two huge dispensers.
They're bottles.
The bottles with the pump on it.
Right?
And I said, "Deb,
I don't think you're supposed to take those.
Those are the refills.
Those are not. I do not believe that.
They come and then they refill them.
I don't believe that.
You know?
These are still. They're plastic.
Right.
You guys make
it
sound like it was some fancy dispenser.
No.
Well, it's kind of like you'd have at home. You know,
yeah.
You might
it's
put
exactly
on this.
What it looks like.
But
if
it's
I,
like
if
a gallon of water.
No, it's not. Okay, I will admit, it's not the travel size.
Right.
And let me just tell you, I'm not super cheap.
Yeah.
I got it because I brought it because I thought, well, I only used it for,
Pay for
two
it,
or
right?
three washes.
Yeah.
I shouldn't waste it. So I think, I think you're wrong about that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, here's the other part.
We can agree to differ.
This is premeditated because she pulls out of her bag.
What?
A Kroger bag. It's inside a Kroger bag.
Okay, can I just...
And I said...
You're making me look bad.
I said...
No!
Where'd you get the Kroger bag?
We're
in Nashville. She said, I brought it from home to take my shampoos
back
in. It was premeditated.
No, I should get to defend myself.
There is no defense.
There was no premeditation. It's just, in past experiences, when you take that stuff home, it leaks. So it was... proper planning. I brought a plastic bag for anything that would possibly leak so it doesn't get on my clothes.
Did I plan to steal?
It's not stealing. It's part of your room.
It's just, I mean, normally I always take the
travel
little
size.
Yeah, the ones that they have there.
Yeah.
These
but
are just
I had,
big. And
I had used them. No one else is going to want them.
And then she said, and did you get the Q-tips and the makeup wipes?
And actually, you've only mentioned the shampoo
four rolls
and the conditioner.
Of toilet paper?
I didn't take the toilet paper. I did. Oh, my. You guys are making me sound cheap.
Hey, help me with this lamp.
I did take the Q-tips. I did take the cotton
and
balls. I took the makeup wipes.
Oh.
But you know what? I used half of it. All that stuff, the little kit thing that was there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
First of all, if it wasn't in the room, they want you to use it and take it. So
when you go to Red Robin.
I also took the shower
to the restaurant, Red Robin.
Do you take
the ketchup bottle
no,
with you?
No, I don't take the ketchup. I guess
it was on the table. I didn't use all the ketchup. I might use it for
I
later.
Have a big enough purse, maybe. No, guys, stop. It makes me look bad. And I truly believe I was in the right.
Right.
I do.
Right.
But you guys guilted me for the next
hour
on the road.
You know, I didn't even contemplate taking the big bottles.
Yeah, well, then shame on you. Because guess who's not going to have to buy for a while?
Thank you for giving us a good laugh. I thought
whatever.
That was great. You can see the picture on Facebook. Right. You'll see what we're talking about.
Yeah, someone stick up for me because this is ridiculous. People, please go look at the picture on our Facebook page. It's a plastic bottle. You're making it sound like it's permanent.
Let me just tell you. I looked it up on a travel expert website, and they said...
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you take the shampoos and conditioners. I know I do that myself.
They said your co-host is right.
They said the rule. Yeah, well, they said the rule is if it's consumable, take it.
Right.
If it's washable, leave it. And of course, it's mounted to the wall. Don't take it either.
Right.
But then in the case of the shampoos, they said they probably have to clean those anyway, and they would probably be
tossed.
They would expect you to take them.
Thank you.
I guess.
So I did. So we put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
I posted a photo of you could see the actual containers.
Yeah.
Just to show
you. She can only hold two of them because they're so big, but she took three. Oh. Anyway.
Are you done? All right. So Linda wrote on there and said, those would be included in the cost of the room. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Ashley says, I so would have taken them too. Now, Mario says they are not giveaways. So apparently, Mario's disappointed in me. And then Joseph wrote, they are a Molton Brown product. They're sold through London Distributed right here in Indiana.
Oh, so you're bringing back the Indiana
so
thing.
I think there was probably some fine print on the back. If you're a Hoosier, take
please
these
take
home.
Them home.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the experts say as long as it's
not mounted
it's
to the
consumable.
Wall.
Consumable, you're expected to take it. They would want you to take it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's washable, like your towels and your bath towel,
I left the robe.
Then those you would leave.
But we're expected to take those.
I guess.
And you guys missed out.
We missed out on it. We should have taken them. I could have used those.
Think if we call them when they send them.
What if they mail them? I said, no. Give my room number. Say I was there for a couple of days and I left the shampoo.
We missed out on the shampoo. Can we get those? Because my wife would love that. That would be a good gift.
You're right. I mean, they I did left, smell.
Andrea and Mimi would have loved those.
Mine had a little kitchenette. I left the blender. I left the toaster.
Yeah, the plug's in. You can't take it either. All right, so maybe Deb was right.
Thank
I guess.
You.
I
don't know.
It's Jim, Deb, and Kevin on 95.5 WFMS.